Alaskans can expect a lower permanent fund dividend this year, even though the fund had excellent earnings in the fiscal year that just ended. Most of those earnings stayed in the fund. The actual yield is based on the income from assets sold and from interest payments, and this year, the yield or realized earnings total less than last year's. Permanent fund executive director Mike Burns told Alaskans on statewide radio this morning that the amount they sent to the Department of Revenue to be divided among all qualified dividend applicants is down.
We sent them last year $858 million for the dividend, and we just yesterday, or maybe Friday, sent over for this year $801 million. So it'll be down 6 or 7%.
Last year's dividend was $1,281. A 6 or 7% decrease would drop that to $1,200. But the final calculation is sure to be less than that because of the increasing number of applications. Still, the growth in the fund's earnings will likely boost future dividends, which are based on a 5-year rolling average. Burns said he was very satisfied with the closing numbers this year.
The entire fund had a 20.6% return, which is the third highest in the fund's history, the highest since 1986.
Over the past few years, the fund has changed the way it calculates the risk of its portfolio of investments. It remains about 50% invested in stocks, but it also has percentage goals for various sorts of risk. But the real reason for its high performance, Burns said, was the fact that the markets are doing well, with even the depressed real estate sector showing growth.
Our stock portfolio was up over 30%. Bonds were up about 5%. Real estate was up 17%. Absolute return was 8%. Our real return mandates, 17%. So, you know, everything was working. I mean, with a strong wind at your back like the market provided this year, it was very attractive for us. And 20.6 this year, almost 12 last year. We're back, you know, we've made up a lot of lost ground that we had during the 08 and 09, you know, debacle. And the fund ended the fiscal year for the first time ever over $40 billion.
The year-end report that from the fund starts a countdown toward payment of the dividend on October 6th. The next step will be an announcement from the Revenue Department of the actual amount of the permanent fund dividend, which usually happens in September.